program both of those into the radio before I head up.
Yeah, there's like Vernon, there's EGO, there's a few. Look them up, there's a few. And, I mean, they link them, I think, from Merritt all the way in. So, like, it's pretty cool. But it's so freaking quiet. Nobody talks on there. Yeah, but whatever. Yeah, that'd be super cool to, like, hear you. I'm only on in the mornings from 8 till 9, like, is my window. I usually get to the school early, have my coffee, sit in the car with the AC on, and doom scroll or whatever, and hang out. And then, and then when I'm done in the evening at 5 onwards.
Well, I was looking at the list, and there's quite a few there, so I couldn't really tell which ones would be the ones to listen to. But you know, if when we go into the backcountry, you know, the moment we leave pavement, get onto the logging and forestry roads, I'll be switching over to the RR frequencies.
Yeah, Roger that. Oh man, that's gonna be a beautiful drive. Holy cow. Yeah, those roads and falling estuaries, tributaries, and it's just beautiful country. Yeah, that's going to be a good ride.
Well, I know the back country and the back roads and all that, you know, basically from Lake Country all the way down, through Kelowna Rutland, down the 33 through Beaverdale, and all the way down to Rock Creek. I know it all well because I've been hunting that for 30 years. So it's all familiar territory.
That's quite a geographical flex there, brother.
Well, my favorite is get on 33 and anything between Joe Rich, which is kind of the first, I'm not going to call it a town, the first area you get to from there, past Big White, and there's a lot of good hunting back in there, through Beaverdale, which is, that'll get you onto the Kettle Valley Railway, and then on down to Rock Creek. It's all beautiful back there, and the nice thing is the west side of 33, the backcountry back there, is completely different than the east side. It changes a lot, so you can... depending on the weather and what's going on, you got choices.
Now you got me all curious. I gotta go check it out.
Yep. Unfortunately, the 556s will have to stay in the safe for now until the Supreme Court says otherwise. But that's okay. That's okay. Lapua and 270 will be with me.
Good options. Yeah, especially with Lua. Oh, man.
Yeah, if we ever meet face-to-face, I'll give you a couple stories on that one that'll keep off the radio.
Roger. All right, brother. I'm going to nighty-night for my beauty sleep. Gotta have a beauty sleep. Gotta get my rest. Gotta check my eyeballs for light leaks. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Victor Echo 7, you're from Judy Mike, clear in your final.
Welcome home, Johnny. I'm glad you're having fun up there, and go get your sleep. I'm going to be up for a little bit. I got some HFing I want to get out of my system, and I'm going to be up for a couple hours or so. So I'll be listening to this, so if you can't sleep, turn it on. VA 7XM. Rocks, are you going to be a night owl tonight?
Now I'm back at the radio.
Oh, sorry for interrupting the kitchen. Now, that's an important thing. Go ahead. Go feed yourself.
I have a strange kitchen. Whenever I go in there, there's somebody calling on the radio. Strange days. Yes. I shall go back there.
Well, they have a cure for that. It's called another radio.
Yeah, I can always run a little extra length of coax and power supply and put a radio in the kitchen. There are ways and means.
I run a crossband so I can use my handheld anywhere in the house on the lowest possible power setting and still get into the RPT.
Oh yeah, that's a way of doing it, yeah. Yeah, I got a Kenwood TH-F6 handheld and its low power setting is, it's called EL, extremely low, 20 milliwatts you can go down to.
Well, how does this 500 milliwatts sound?
Ooh, blasting in here like a desert Scirocco. Solid. Yeah, if you're in the same room as something or at a repeater site or something, you can use that ultra-low power setting because you're right there where the receiver is. Power not needed. And, of course, it conserves battery, too. So, yep, there you go.
Yeah, 500 milliwatts, that's as low as this handheld will go. But it's coming out of the crossband at 10 watts, so there you go.
Ooh, the juice to get loose. Yeah, yeah, most radios these days have crossband capability, so that's mighty handy. Yeah, well, there we go. So, not a huge number of check-ins tonight. When I was doing it on my own solo, because Merlin had to go to the hospital, not for himself, but to visit a family member. So I was holding the bag, but I got it up to 25 check-ins.
I was there that night, I recall that, and also that he had to take off and take care of a cooler. You did quite well once he left.
Yeah, solo. Usual, this is a net, TGIF is a net with dual net controls, pilot and co-pilot and all that sort of thing, like they have on aircraft. Jumbo jets. They got a pilot, a co-pilot, and the flight engineer, and maybe another two out there helping out, etc., etc., and the rest of the crew. So, yeah, it went reasonably well tonight. At least we broke the 10 mark and got double digits. I should say 10 plus 2. If I count myself and Merlin, that adds an extra 2 to the list.
Well, if you're ever running short, I can always call in on my other call and just pad the numbers by 1.
There are ways and means. Someday we'll probably have artificial intelligence acting as net controls.
Probably not too far off. By the way, that crossband radio that I use is not too dissimilar to the one to something you own. It's a TM-732.
Oh, yeah. I've got one of those, Kenwood TM-732. I'm talking right now on a TM-731. Yeah, you just go function ABC, and then extra dots appear after the digits, and it's in crossband repeat mode.
Exactly. I only have it in one way, though. I don't have it coming back to me, because I can hear the repeater on the handheld just fine, so it's only for transmit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's one way crossband. Yeah, you don't want it flipping back the other way, transmitting where you don't want it to be transmitting. Yeah, there's ways of making it do that, too, of course. I've got an Alinco DR570, and it actually has a physical slide switch on top of the transceiver that says radio in one position and repeater in the other position. So with a flick of a finger, you can make an instant cross-band repeater with that slide switch.
Well, that's pretty cool. Mind you, it's only a couple of push buttons on a 732, or this 742. Mind you, if I was doing the 742, I'd be on three bands unless I shut my band off.
Ah, yes. There are ways and means. So, yep, should be interesting on the airwaves tomorrow, both HF and VHF and UHF and all the other frequencies with field day activities. So see what the results of that are. I guess the Rainbow Country Net might be different tomorrow with either fewer or more or however many check-ins and any other nets that occur on Saturday. Actually, there are not too many nets after 12 noon, Saturday afternoon and evening. The only net is that one on the 220 band, and that's it for Saturdays.
Oh, I don't think we're going to be needing any nets. It's going to be a hopping weekend. Although I have a busy plate for Saturday and Sunday, when I have opportunity, I'll be dialing in to see what I can hear.
Yeah, and I do believe the Surrey Club's field day site is in Cloverdale, or slightly south of the downtown area, 176th Street and 48th Avenue. That's all farmland there, at least it used to be.
Yeah, it still is. 48th. I'm trying to picture 48th. I know where 44th is. But, I know where it is. I know exactly where it is. Okay. Well, that's a good spot.
Yeah, there's a river. There's two rivers. I think the river at 48th is the Nicomeckle. I think it's the Serpentine.
Yeah, it's the Serpentine. Nicomeckle is a little further down.
Yeah, something to that effect. Two of the rivers in Surrey. Yeah, they're slow-moving rivers, but they flow through that way. Yeah, there you go. So that's all flat farmland. I don't know if there's any trees or anything tall to erect antennas into, but somehow they're going to do it.
Well, you get off of 176, and it depends how far you want to go down 48th, but you can get to some trees. But, yeah, should be good. I don't know if I'll be going to the site. Probably not. Again, my plate's kind of full, but, it'll be worth listening to.
A full plate. Yeah, the Burnaby Club's theirs, of course, is right on the boundary of New Westminster and Burnaby Caribou Park, so that's in East Burnaby, so we'll see how that goes. North Vans is way up on Cypress Mountain on one of the switchbacks that take you up to the top of, not the top, but Cypress Bowl or the upper parts of the mountain there. So they're going to be up high. Yeah, I'll be monitoring the National Simplex frequency and various others, scanning, see what's going on out there.
Well, just remember, stay away from 7.135.
Oh, yeah. Steer clear of that frequency. Plus or minus 10 or 15 kilohertz, if possible. Yeah, yeah, could be important communications taking place there. Yeah, I think there's even a group from Burnaby that's heading to Venezuela. A Burnaby group. I heard it on the local news media here, so see how that goes.
Yeah, I think they're there now. I was watching Global earlier, and just kind of in the background, but I think they're on site now.
Oh, yeah, already. Yeah, yeah. Venezuela, they're in a different time zone. What are they, on Eastern time? Plus 3 hours from us? Something like that, but it'd be about, oh my goodness, coming up to 3 o'clock in the morning there.
Yeah, Yeah, I don't hear anything on the 7135 right now, but a little earlier while the net was going, there was some, I couldn't quite make it out. It was down on the noise, but I could tell there were some conversations going on.
Oh, yeah, whatever you can hear.